when you just talk to them, they're really more on knowledge, except in the book, than just average working people. I mean, you know, average people, because like me, I've done a lot of different things in my life, and you know, older than I am, you know, and I catch on to anything quick, you know. The first truck that I ever, big trailer truck that I ever drove, I never drove a big diesel. And my boss in Houston asked me, can you drive that truck? And I said, yeah. And we got in it. I got in it, come right through main part of Houston, pulling a 40-foot trailer. And I was scared, you know, because I didn't know how to change gears in it good or nothing. You know, you had to double clutch it to change gear. And I was scared, but I never was scared to take a chance. I mean, to try anything. And to try it, you don't know it until you try it. You know, you don't know. You can read a book just like a lot of people study farming in a book. But when they go out and put it in practice on the farm, they would starve to death. You know, you can't get all of that knowledge through a book. Now, it helps, right? You know, but it don't apply to the weather. I mean, they can't put it all in that book, what you do in case it don't get a rain this week or...
Yeah.
Or if it rains every day or this and that, a lot of that they don't put in the book. You have to learn it through years of practice, and then you learn every year by doing it, you know. I mean, 1 year one thing will work, next year something else, huh? You know. And just like And I know a lot of people here that gets out here, they'll size me up, you know, and they said, oh, he's making plenty of money. Well, they're going to get rich farming, you know, and they go out there and spend several $1,000s and they don't make anything, because they reading back in a book. Or, but now it's good if anybody can study it in a book, like a lot of this agriculture. And then if they don't think they're too smart, and you can just ask, when I first started, I mean, and it was different with me because I was raised on a farm. A lot of it comes through way back, I learned. But still, after I was gone from working with the railroad and come back, many a time I'd go up there and get my daddy and go ask him, and it's, I mean, that was his life. All of his life was farming, and a lot of, he died last year, just when I started. Well, I had my corn planted. Well, it was up about this high, and when he passed away. And this year, a lot of time, if I get to wanting to know if I was plowing the corn right or this and that, I'd get my wife to bring my daddy over at dinner and let him look. So he done getting in bad health, but I'd get him to come over and look, and he could, I mean, I'd take his judgment more than I would mine, because he had raised us six kids on the farm, you know.